Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Marcia Techel. Marcia is a Master of Science in Biology. She is a speaker, author, spiritual teacher, clairvoyant, counselor, medium, healer, Reiki master, and somatic experience practitioner, working with Peter Levine's somatic experience method. For the past 23 years, Marcia has worked with a blend of scientific and spiritual understandings of life. Her new book, Your Soul, Your Life, A Guide to Healing and Self-Healing, will guide you through transforming and healing so that you may have better access to yourself, to your resources, and to your spiritual strengths and qualities. Marcia, welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you very, very much. I have so much looking forward to it. It's so nice. Really good.
Lovely. Oh, it's really great. And we've got all of your beautiful, I just love the name of your book, Your Soul, Your Life, because that's what we are all about. We are a soul and we're having a life, a physical life, a spiritual soul, and we're having a physical life.
It's simple and it's it's very simple.
That's right, and it's right to the point. I just think it's absolutely brilliant, you know. But the first question I really want you to ask you for our audience is, can you just describe how you see the soul, the nature of the soul? What is soul the soul consciousness within us all? Just give us a little description.
A little short description about a very big subject.
Yeah, true.
Super. But how I see our soul is it's a part of the divine. Everyone is a part of the divine. We are one, like one consciousness, but in different parts. If you read Michael Newton, he talks about not every part of our soul is reincarnated every time. So it's only a small part of our soul and an even smaller part of the great divine consciousness. But exactly that amount of soul that you are incarnated with this time has all the possibilities, the life force, your talents, your skills, all the knowledge from, you know, the past lives. So you never come into this life without really, really good possibilities to master this life. So when you live in accordance with your soul, you have the best access to all your potentials and to the divine power within you and around you. So your soul is like the knowledge you have, the skills you have, the talents, the resources you have, and also it's every single minute of your life is connected with the divine. And in that way, when you are embodied with a soul, the soul and the divine is also giving life to the earth, to the world. So in that way, I see everything as one, but you have this life right now is very precious because exactly this body with this amount of soul will never come back again. So everything is precious. And even though the soul will return because it's eternal, then exactly this life with those interactions, the family you have, the experiences you have will not return.
Wow. That's such a descriptor that's so beautiful. And so, yeah, it's like we come from the oneness and we, our higher self is our other part of our soul that is in the divine spiritual world, heaven, all the time in the oneness, in the singularity. And then we come down and we get born, separate into duality. That's why we're always trying to find our wholeness in this, you know, our wholeness, our oneness again with the divine, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah, it's like I don't really think that we are disconnected at all.
No.
We are always connected. So it's more like remembering the connectedness, because when we do that, it's like we are living the connected lives in the everyday life, and that creates a possibility for the divine to work through our being here on earth.
Yeah, that's right. Because the divine experiences through us, and we have the power to use the divine through us for good or for evil. Yeah. And that's how it experiences this world. You know, this is not our real reality. This is the place where we come to experience that, because our true heaven home is back within the spiritual heavenly realms, isn't it? But yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's you can say that, but I like to think like that this is also our spiritual home,
Yes, this
because
is also
we're
heaven.
connected.
We create it to be so.
So it's like we have it inside of us, and we're always connected with it if we have the consciousness about it. The problem with Earth is that we are not somehow on the way. We lost this culture where we are connected all the time, and that's mostly the Western culture, because other
Yes.
cultures have deeper level of contact. And when I visit Maui, and I have been taught by a Hawaiian healer for a couple of not for 7 years, and when I'm with him, it's like everything is connected. Nature, God, divine, ancestors, everything is like here. It's not far away, it's not up there, it's not down there, it's here. And that feeling of everything connected is also a big belonging, a
Yes.
belonging to some of the really, really big needs we have in this life. That's to belong,
Yes.
but we don't belong.
Because that's that divine love that we're always connected to. You'll never be alone if you're when you're connected to that. And you don't have to seek it or find it or search for it. You know, it's just here within us, that divine flame. You know, that's we are human and we are divine. We're both. We're one. You know,
Definitely.
it's quite simple, really. It's not some profound thing that you have to meditate for, you know, 10 hours a day to get there as well. You know, it's like.
No. So the thing is, normally when my students ask, I say when I guide a healing meditation, it's not just a meditation. I connect with the healing energy, because when the healing energy is present, it's like you're connected with the spirit world, and it helps you, because we normally we regulate our nervous system after our surroundings. So when I connect my students with the healing energy in a healing meditation, they will, regulate the nervous system after the presence of the divine and the spirit world, and that will comfort them and give them this feeling of inner peace quite fast. And then I say, then you will come in contact with your soul. And they said, what's the soul? And where is, like, something like a fatamorgana. Everybody wants to seek it, but it's there. So I say, it's in everything. It's when you look at your loved ones, it's when you're walking in nature and you somehow feel this connectedness with nature. That is your soul. It's when if you're creative and you are painting, everything disappears. You're just so much into the painting. That's your soul. When you do something that you really have within your heart, it's like a calling. It's your soul. So it's with you all the time. It's not a part. It's you. But you have to, take away some of the disturbing thoughts and emotions and what you have learned from the society and also the
Programming, yeah, and the ego.
everything. But it's there. It's there all the
Time.
time. And in that way, they understand more about, when I feel at home in myself, or if I feel happy, there I'm connected with my soul. If I feel that I do something that's meaningful, there the soul is really happy again. So in that way, I try to explain it in a more, down to earth ground way. It's big, but it's still really present.
Yes, then that's what it is, being present. It's like
Yeah.
the heart, mind, soul presence, the heart, mind, soul alignment, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, having that.
Yeah.
And I just in this really amazes me, because it's like the soul consciousness within every living being is God, is the goddess, is the oneness. And that's how God becomes omnipresent and is everywhere, because it's in everything. Yeah. And it experiences everything. So that, and it's omnipresent through us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. But
Yeah.
also it's present, because when I sense a tree and an animal, I sense the presence as well there. So it's in every living thing.
Yes,
It's
divine
like,
presence. Beautiful. Yeah.
it is beautiful. So the more that you're present within yourself, the more your life force and your divine energy can support the other life, the other life presence on earth, you know,
Yes.
nature, people, animals. And it's a way where you can empower yourself and other very easily to just be present within yourself. And
Beautiful.
manifest from that point of
Yeah.
view or part of you. It's a lot easier said than done, but you know, we have to go the way.
Yeah, that's right. Inner work. Got to do the inner work, you know.
Yeah.
And your beautiful book. Please tell us about your book, Your Soul, Your Life, and how it draws from your spiritual and scientific experience, and why this is such an advantage.
Yeah, it's the book is actually one I made for my 50th birthday, and as 20 years of jubileum, because I've been working for 20 years at that time, and now it's, you know, 3 years old. So it's a translation from a Danish version. So the English version is 3 years old now, but it's a sum up of everything that I have been, you know, teaching, learning, both in my own experience with my own life and the challenging that, you know, everybody has challenged. Everybody experienced something that helped you to grow or help you to, you know, not grow. And I am much more like, if anything happens to me, I have to find out how can I use that in a positive way.
Yeah.
What is it telling me? What is happening within me? Why is it changing, and how can I do things better? And when I have this opportunity to look at my life, often I find new possibilities or new directions in my life. And at the book, I'm telling about some of those stories in my life where it has been really hard for me to accept something, and then because I accepted it, something very bigger or more profound opened for me. So the book is partly my own story, partly case stories from my students and clients, and another part is more like theory about how to work with trauma and use the spirit world to help you. That could be ancestors, that could be guardian angels, that could be just healing energy, but also the understanding of inner child development. So not the inner child, but development stages of a child. And if you're stuck somewhere there, it will repeat itself in your life. Or if you have epigenetic transfer trauma, you have to connect with ancestors to help you. Or you don't have to, but it's a big help to do that. So I work with past life and ancestors as epigenetic, and I work with this life. So I have three channels within a healing process where I investigate where does the trauma or the problems come from. But then again, I also look at where does all the good things come from, because you have a lot of good things from your ancestors. You have a lot of good things from your past lives, and you definitely have a lot of good things from this life. So
Yeah.
I always look at both where is the what inhibits your soul expression, and what reinforce it. So your good qualities can be supported by both your past life, your ancestors, and the present life. So it's like a mixture of that. And the book is very much talking about how you can make your own self-healing processes. And if it's in a child, you can look at that chapter. If it's connected with family stuff, look at that chapter. I try to build it up very, structured and easy to go to. And there's healing meditations to help you to go into the healing process connected with each subject. And I have used that healing, those healing meditations in my own development. I use a healing meditation every morning for the last 23 years, just to be connected and just sit in the power of the healing and connected with spirit world and just, what actually happens today. It's like getting help for the day, healing for
Yeah,
the day.
beautiful.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
The station that makes you feel good.
Beautiful.
And I talk about that as well.
Yeah. And could you please describe ancestral lineage traumas and qualities and how they are transferred, to us and how we can release this trauma via contact with our ancestors and how we can contact them. Yeah. Because not many people know that we, it's through the ancestral lineage, and if we don't stop it, it can be negative. So if it's negative, if we don't stop it, then we're going to pass that down to our generations and the one and our children's children, children. So we have to stop it and we have to be the zero point. We have to heal it within ourselves. And then once we heal it within ourselves, we help heal their ancestors and our next generation.
We do. Yes, we do. So it's what I have when I work with this. I go into because I'm a medium as well. I have been working with mediumship and contact to the loved ones in spirit world for so many years, and then I started to work with healing, where I noticed that the loved ones came and helped my client. And I was just, when I am a healer, I'm just a channel, but I, I'm a very nosy channel. because I have to learn every time I do a healing or I do a teaching, I have a class, I learn new stuff. by listening, feeling, observing what the spirit world do with my clients or my students. And in that way, it's so interesting. So actually started to have a lot of ancestors, not really ancestors, but, you know, close relatives coming and helping in the healing. And then I thought, interesting, because there's also something called family constellation therapy. I don't know what's the English. It's, okay, that's it.
That's,
and
yeah.
They use, you know, it's like you have a problem, so the client is in the middle, and then they have some artists, not artists, but some people playing different kind of relations, mother or granddad or... But what I noticed from some of my students that were talking about, they sense the presence of that ancestor. And then I thought, interesting, interesting. And then I started to, you know, invite ancestors into the healing. And then the healing process went even faster and were more profound. Like, so in that way, I started to invite the ancestors, both because of my knowledge with the mediumship and the training to open the channel so the ancestors could come in, and also work with some of the theory that this family constellation used. So what I do here is actually I use my mediumship skills, if you can say that, connected with the healing channel, and then I open for creating a space where they can come and help. And when I'm in a healing energy, normally I call it a pillar of light, but it's like I enter a place where I get myself very calm, like in a very deep meditation, open so that the divine or the spirit and the healing energy can enter and support my client. And that place is actually very much like when Michael Newton talks about the dimension between lives. It's that place. So in that way, yeah, I can be in contact with, you know, the ancestors. I could be in contact with angels. I could be in contact with whatever, because it's a connection to all dimensions that are connected with the loving work and light. And in that way, I just ask for those that are able to help my client best. And then the ancestors come in. And what I find interesting with that is that the epigenetic or the problems could be transferred in many, many, generations.
Yes.
And what I ask is, like, I see a healing line or road or path, and then I ask, who can help my client from the ancestors? And then somebody comes into this white healing path towards my client. And it could be the one that has started the problem, you know, 100 years ago. Now he's ready to help because he had done something, or he had been, you know, experienced unhappy love. And since then, none in the family has had a happy
relationship.
And it has been transferred, you know, divorces, broken hearts, you know, all the way down.
That's right.
And because his now living and relative, because she or he is ready to heal this trauma.
Yes.
There's a ready in the physical realm that's ready to heal the trauma. He can come in and say,
that's right, yeah,
I'm ready now. You're ready. I'm ready. Let's do it. And then there will be other ancestors that maybe are not so much affected by the trauma, but they have a lot of healing energy. So they can heal him in spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
So the spirit world heal each other and heal my present living client. And in that way, it will heal each other, and the whole, all the ancestors can have healing and client can have healing, and it will affect the living relatives.
Future generations
in that way. And it's like, I see it like it's lifting the whole amount of heaviness. It's just like there's light and lightness within the ancestor, the family life of the ancestors and the present, and hold. In that way, we can lift and involve humanity much faster.
Yes. Yes.
Because normally that man 500 years ago should be ready to be born again. So he should go down, incarnate, heal his problems, and then up again, and then down again.
Mm.
And this way, we can make a lot of shortcuts, and we
That's
need
right.
to keep those shortcuts
That's
now.
right.
We need
Because it
to
has to,
involve humanity
yes,
now.
because it has to be the front person who's here in the in the duality,
Yes.
in the earth plane, who is
Yes.
actually, and this earth plane person has to be ready to
They're
want to
ready.
heal. They have to
Yes.
be ready to want to. So they have to be, you know, have done a little bit of work, a little bit in into the spiritual work and understand a little bit, you know, and okay, I have this problem, which is half of the problem healed anyway, to know that you have this problem.
Yes,
And I
exactly.
know that it's from my ancestors. For me, it was
Yeah.
always money. You know, from all generations, no one was ever, you know, we had, you know, all poor families, all of that. My mother, when I was really young, I remember her saying, "You can't have that. We don't have enough money for it. We can't afford it." You know, and it's a program that you take on until you
It
realize you've got to stop it and you've got to heal that, you know, for you to move forward, to be able to receive abundance.
Yes, it is actually that. And what's really good about it is when you understand it's not your problem.
Yes, it's not yours.
When you think it's your problem and it's actually not yours, it's like big stones. You cannot get them away because it's not yours. If it's yours, you can take it. But if it's not yours, you cannot really heal it. But if you say, I'm ready, and you open for the ancestors and they are ready, then they can take their stones from
Yes.
you.
Yes.
And it's so much when I have a client or a student, I ask them to connect with what again, the pillar of light or the healing energy. And then I ask them to sense what part of this problem is yours and what is actually your ancestors.
Yes.
What's from your mother? What's from your father? And when they feel relieved, somehow it's like, oh, now I give it to my father's lineage. And I'm feeling much lighter. Then it's a clear response that it's not yours.
Yes.
And next clear response is they are standing there taking it and just waiting for you to be ready so they can do, up with the sleeve, take on,
That's
because they
right.
really want us to succeed.
Yeah.
If we succeed, the whole family
That's right.
and
Heels.
the legacy and the lineage will
Yes.
succeed.
It's
That's
so
so important.
important. It's so important to do this, you know, because
Yes.
we are the product of all of our ancestors. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. They are so important, you know. It's just and it's so profound because we do the healing. We're on the front line. Like we're on the front line. We can, if we acknowledge it, then they can come in. It's so profound, isn't it, to make that
Yeah,
claim?
and it's like that. Remember that it's only for the last, maybe in the Western part of the world, it's only for the last part of 300 years or so that we have stopped connecting with the
I
ancestors.
know,
When
because they connect with the ancestors all around the world.
just like it's in our genes, it's no problem. It's like we have ancestors that have been doing that for thousands of years.
Yes.
It's only the last 300 years we haven't done it. It's no
Yes.
problem. It's in our gene. Our genes are so old. So we can just connect with the experience and open up for our gift to be in contact with spirit world
That's
and
right.
our ancestors. It's our genes. Everybody have done it earlier. Some of as your ancestors have been doing it all the time.
Yes.
So when you just open the door a little, is there
Yes.
anyone? Yes,
Yes,
we're
that's
here. So
right.
it's like we can, it's in our, it's a legacy we have to have that contact. So when I'm getting my teachings on Maui, it's normal to have the ancestors
Yeah.
contact. And mostly before I started to have this more normal ancestor contact, then I also said to my students that because we have stopped connecting with our ancestors, I had a very, very big feeling that what we call guides, actually, is our ancestors. So it's
The
not
spirit guides are our
really,
ancestors. Yes, they are, aren't they?
No, so in that way, we are not really, we just call them guides.
Yeah,
But
but they're our
when,
ancestors.
but many of them, what they will help us, and if that's the way they can come to us, then we'll do it and say we are guides. But actually, some of them are our ancestors. So
Yes.
we have the skills within us.
Yes.
So you also ask, how can we get in contact with our ancestors?
Please, yeah.
And for me, it's again, whenever I open up for doing spiritual work, I'm connected with what I call the pillar of light or the divine energy or the healing energy from the most divine place and loving place in the universe. For me, it's very important to be connected to that part where, you know, it's helping my energy to be better. And I know that everything that comes from there is pure.
Yes.
So when you start to connect, you also start to, the first little step is to get in contact with the divine or healing energy, or sit in a meditation and sense the presence of something lovely, like imagine that you're connected with a ray of light or the like a ray of sunshine, but the sunshine you call it the divine, and then you will start slowly to have that contact. You can also go another way with your breathing and get into a deeper, calm contact, a meditative state, and start to for every breath you take, you say, I connect with my soul, I connect deeper with my soul, and suddenly everything will be experienced more like a being and not a physical experience, but more like a being. And in that, you will often also feel a big peacefulness, and there you are also connected with the divine. So in that way, there are different ways, but start to have the feeling of being peaceful and connected to something that you are, that you feel like a presence of love somehow. You can also go into a prayer, but not just think. It is not visualizing. It's not like mentally doing something. It's more like an emotional, because our soul is not physical. It's like an emotion. It's like, of course, there's a lot of mental things in our soul, but it's more emotions. It's more like being a consciousness that's not mental in that way. It's a lot deeper sense. Love, you cannot think love, you have to feel love.
Yes, that's right.
Not
That's right.
think peacefulness, you have to feel peacefulness. And for me, that's very important, that when you do spirit world work, that you are present within your body, so you are capable of feeling feelings within yourself. Because if you're in your mind, it can really fuck with you. But
Yes.
if you're in your emotions and in your body, you sense very clear the
Yes.
presence of God. So
Beautiful.
when you start just to be calm, connected with the divine somehow, and with your soul, and then ask for, you know, a contact or proof of one of your loved ones. It could be you ask for a little contact on your cheek, or maybe a smell or something like that. Just start slowly with a little contact to one loved one that you know so good that you can recognize just the presence of them, because you will probably not see them. Everybody wants to see, but our most profound sense is sensing the presence around us. So we
Yeah.
sense the presence of someone, we sense the consciousness, we sense, okay, there's someone entering my space. And they don't have a physical form up there.
Exactly. Yeah.
They have energy, they are emotions, they are consciousness. So if you want to see something, it's like, oh, there's a light. Is that grandma? Or is it, you know, you have to sense them and recognize them from what you sensed from their soul when they were alive. And then you can recognize them by
Beautiful.
sensing the presence. And from that on, you can work connecting with more ancestors. So that's simple, small steps.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And it's for everyone. It's not, I don't see why everybody shouldn't have the possibility, because everybody of us is soul in a body that has the potential to feel emotions and presence.
Yes.
So it's around, and they want to help us. They really want to help us.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And so, I mean, it, epigenetic, you know, the epigenetic healing combined with spiritual healing from the ancestors, that's, you know, how we can help it with problems and traumas in our blockages in our lives today.
Yes? I would say that the methods that have developed in that way is working very, very good. And what's interesting, and when I have, normally I have, I teach epigenetic healing and karmic healing.
Yep.
And what's interesting, when I have one student and she or he starts to work with this, the whole family works. I have one student and the whole family starts to go into a process of development. Mm. And it's because when she works or he works, it affects the others right away. And the children are even faster to respond because they have been carrying the stuff from their mother or father.
Yes.
And they are more ready because, you know, it's like, I want to break free very fast.
You know what, Marcia, that's so true because, you know, it's like the I call it the matrix central, right? The mother and the child, all of our society, even the dolphins and the whales and all the mammals, it's all about the mother and the child, yeah? And the mother teaches the child, you know, she wants to make the child do the things that she does to make her child independent, yeah? But that's the basis of our society, a match essential. So it's the mother, you know, and the father to some consent, because the father is the protector, that the children learn from. And if she has the traumas and if she hasn't healed them within her or hasn't done her shadow inner work and delved into that darkness, you know, into her, you know, subconscious and the pain body within, then that the children will feel that.
Then
the children will feel that, and they will go out and act it out themselves. So it's so important because they feel our energy. You know, I've got four children. They feel that.
Yeah, it's more, it's really like, if you look at it that way, they come, a little child, lie in the mama's stomach for 9 months in the most, you know, in the unconscious place.
Yes.
Yeah. All the things that we don't really want to look at are put down. So the child lies in that for 9 months. Trying to, you know, grow and be, you know, I'm a little one, my soul is, but you also have to learn very quickly to adapt to the family. So you have to adapt to your mother's stuff. And actually a child also notices their father very much already in the stomach. They can recognize father's voice. And of course their sensory system also sense father's presence. So the father's more important than also his undeveloped, solve stuff.
Yes,
the child
on both sides.
And when the child comes out, it cannot regulate itself. So the child, our system, our nervous system regulate itself from our parents' nervous system. So if your mother is not well regulated or just has really problems, or your father has, the child will sense that and it will copy that. And the next thing, child also think unconsciousness, okay, super, is if mother or father are not surviving, the child cannot survive. So there is a survival mode in trying to, keep mom up, dad up. So a little child use a lot of energy to regulate itself in relation to their parents, but also to feed the parents with energy so they can cope, help them to survive. And that's a
Beautiful.
really, really nasty combination if your family or your mother and father are not really
Yeah. If they've got lots of
aware of
trauma, lots of woundings, lots of wounding. Yeah.
really, and they are so deeply incorporated to our, I call it automatic pilots. So,
Yes.
you have an automatic pilot that say like this and this and this, and it's not your soul. It's learning that you have been had from your parents or from your early childhood. So you have to find your, have the good autopilots, because the
Yes.
bad keeps your life in a wrong place and keep you away from your soul. But again, remember, we have a lot of good stuff. Of course, we have trauma from our family and our ancestors, but we also have a very strong survival energy and a lot of power and knowledge from our ancestors and also from our parents. Even though they could be problematic, they created you. And that's,
And
that's big.
you were born into, you chose them parents. You chose them to learn about that life lesson of being in that situation to make you grow and evolve, you know.
But so you have to, again, as I said, you have to get the best out of it, and sometimes you have to get out of it. But again, you have to say, okay, this is actually not mine. What's mine? And what I find, okay, I'm a biologist as well, so I'm educated biologist. So what I find interesting, we have a part from our mother, a part from our father, and then we have a little small part where the chromosomes are making a mixture that's totally unique for you. So you come with your own essence, your father's, mother's, and then the room for what's unique with you. And you have that. And that's what you have to get the best from your mother's lineage, the best from your father's, combined with what's you. And then actually, my healer, Sean Kia, he said, the Hawaiian one, said, you are the crown jewel of your family. And that's why we are standing on their shoulders, but
We
you
are.
also have the
We're the
future.
byproduct of all of our ancestors. We're the zero point.
We have to develop from that till something that's better. And they wished us to be better. They knew that they were not better. They knew they did
And
something better.
also, do you think as well, like whatever they went through, they didn't have the tools. They couldn't heal themselves. They didn't know how to do it. Back 500 years or 1,000 years ago, they didn't know what it meant. We have grown so much spiritually and emotionally and physically as a species. We understand now what it means, and how to heal. We've got this got the, there's so many different ways that we can do that. But and that's why they've been waiting in the wings. Oh, this one's going to do it. This one's because it has to take a strong soul to come in to stop it going further, to say, right, this is the one that's going to awaken and it's going to heal us and all of them and it's going to stop it. And then, we can move up, we can evolve and we can ascend and
It's actually, I find it's like you have so many people behind you in
so
spirit world.
whoever. Let
We
our
have
whole soul
strength, we
team,
have all the support, and we just sometimes we just feel alone and in despair, but they're there, and some of the despair thing is also theirs. So again, if I'm despairful, if I have those really big feelings like down, 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 I'll try. Okay, is it actually from my mother's side or
That's
my
right.
father's side? Just, you know, release what's not mine so I can take on what's mine.
Yeah.
Because when I do that, I can solve my own. But
That's right.
if
That's right.
you are.
Because it's not ours to carry. It's
No,
not
it's
ours to
not.
carry. They have to sort their own out. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's their
And they can.
responsibility.
Yeah,
And as
they can
women,
do
we
it.
tend to carry a lot of everyone else's,
Yeah.
and that's difficult, isn't it? Yeah. And can I ask you as well, what do you think about collective ancestral wounding or collective, like the traumas that happened, the wars and the things and like the Inquisition when all the women were burnt and all the men went to war. I mean, that's a collective wound,
Yeah.
on a society, on a country. And I think that stays within. I mean, in yoga, we call them, you know what we call them? We call them samskaras, because they're a
Yeah, yeah.
scar on the energetic body, in the energetic pain body. They're a scar on the DNA. And that's what we keep reincarnating to heal, that samskara.
Yeah. And that's one of it's very important to look at that. When we are right now in the world, we are actually looking at scars from, you know, Second World War that wasn't
Yes.
healed. And it's like blowing up. But it's because it was just borders that it was not a healing process. And I hope very much that humankind now has the possibility, we have the possibility, we have to have this to change it where we actually heal these wounds. Because if you don't heal them, they will break up. And what's interesting, not interesting, but the ancestors are very present to wish to help us with this because they don't wish us as the humanity or the world or the universe to collapse or the
Yeah.
nature. They wish to actually, I see people, a humankind, our assignment was to take care of,
Yes.
to take care of each other, to take care of nature, to appreciate and honor things. So that's it.
Oh, Marcia, honestly, wow, I've just learned so much, and it's been absolutely wonderful to talk to you. And just a thank you so much for your divine wisdom about the ancestors. That was just amazing. And
Yeah.
thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It has been such a big pleasure. It's so nice to meet you. I have been,
Yes.
so, yeah, it's so nice. I really want to see you in live someday. We will have
Yeah, come on,
to
when you come to London.